Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I'm glad you're wanting to save money, and I'm glad you took the flagpole off the agenda. What I'm wanting to do is still my turn. You don't have to raise your hand, Horseshack.
We have commissioners that call each other names. Last week, I was called a name by you, Commissioner Smith, and that's not polite. We shouldn't call each other names. We should have respect for one another. And
a little confused. I don't remember calling him a name. What did I call you?
You called me a horse or something last meeting. Everybody heard it.
Called you Horseshack. Okay.
Yeah, that's not polite.
Thank you. Commissioner Wright.
Oh! You called me a horse. Oh, no. No, Commissioner Calkins. He called you Horseshack because you were raising your hand to talk like in the third grade in the county commission meeting, which is, you know, in a way it's fine, but in a way also it's not fine. Okay, so this, by the way, this is the segment you've been waiting for. If I've been telling you like all day we had drama at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, this is the one, baby. And this is not it. We're just getting there. But okay, so
This should not be a free-for-all. We wouldn't expect our kids and children to behave that way. I think it's interesting that people will walk in this room and talk about freedom and talk about respect and talk about being professional and talk about being good citizens, talk about believing in God and being a believer and a Christian. And yet so much of the time they act like children, they act like a lynch mob, and they act like fools. And it's unacceptable.
100% agree with Colton Wright. That is so true. And then going back to the Horseshack comment, Kerry Smith says,
I just want to respond to a couple of things. One thing, Commissioner Calkins, I apologize. I didn't mean to offend you with the Horseshack comment. He was one of my favorite characters. It's before your time. I know that. It's one of my favorite but he's always raising his hand, and he was always, and when you were raising your hand, it just kind of hit me, and that was kind of one of those things that flew out
Except
of my mouth.
Except your apology. Thank you.
Don't stop raising your hand, Horseshack. I love you so much like I love that character. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he's being a little bit, you know, diplomatic here, but no, I don't quite buy that whole story. Much like, I mean, you remember some of the other comments that have been made about how, you know, certain people don't have the appropriate IQ to be mentioned in the conversation. We talked about that yesterday. Horseshack is my favorite character. That's all I meant. I don't think that's, I don't think that's right.
I'm not having a back and forth with him. I need an IQ larger than that to deal with.
Other comments would indicate it wasn't a term of endearment. I'll just put it that way. So all of this is going on, bickering about the length of the meeting, bickering and bickering about who's doing politics, and bickering in general. And Ray Eddington has finally had enough. Ray, who is the quietest, most unassuming, never gets uppity. I think Ray must have had like four energy drinks going into this meeting on Monday.
We're here to do a job, and I'm tired of y'all fussing. We are here to listen to these people, and that's what we're going to do. We are going to quit fussing between each other. I'm sick of it. I hear this crap every day from somebody. It's time to grow up, everybody. Please be quiet. I'm talking to these guys. Please grow up and act like a grown person. It gripes my rear end to hear people call me. And why do they gripe up at each other? It's time to stop and let's work together. Please, let's work together and get along. Please, that's all I'm asking. Hear people it gripes my rear end.
Oh, man. Oh, and let me just tell you, in terms of spinning up, this is like, you know, the heat in May in Florida. We're just getting started.
I know y'all get tired of hearing people fuss. I do. And I'm tired of people lying about me, about stuff I've done. But I hadn't said nothing to nobody about it. It's their right. But I am sick and tired of people putting out lies about y'all, me, and everybody else. They need to get their stuff straightened out. They don't know what they're talking about you, him, or this man, or the staff. They need to get their story straight.
Round three.
These newspaper people, all they want to do is sell stories. That's all they do. I come from Chattanooga, and that's all they done up there. They want to sell stories. And that's what they're doing right here. Because we let them. We put on the show for them. We act like Milton. I have watched some of their videos. It is ridiculous how they act. And that's what we're getting into today. We are acting like a bunch of kids. It's time to grow up. Do you understand, all of you? Time to grow up. Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry, but I'm getting tired of it.
Sickest burn ever.
I have watched some of their videos. We act like Milton. I have watched some of their videos.
Oh, worst burn ever. We're getting as bad as Milton. So, oh, there's more. We're not done. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. We're not even close to done.
If you're heading into Pensacola from Pace or Milton, you can expect to see a lot of buildup on Woodbine Road going southbound, starting right at Guernsey, going all the way to the Highway 90 intersection, and some traffic building up on Chemokla Highway at the Highway 90 intersection as well. And you can expect to see a little bit of a slowdown on the Escambia Bay Bridge coming into Pensacola as well, but clearing up after you get past Scenic Highway there. If you're coming in from Highway 29 going southbound, we are seeing some slowdowns on the road happening right before West 9 Mile Road going all the way to the I-10 intersection. And heading in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you're seeing a little bit of buildup before the Avalon Bridge intersection, but clearing up as you get into Naval Live Oaks and clear all the way to Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to the very, very interesting comments from Ray Eddington at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. And so he gives his amplified soliloquy. We don't want to be like Milton. And then Sam Parker jumps in and kind of clarifies something that had come up in a previous meeting. Remember there was this allegation that the seating arrangement had gotten changed among the commissioners, and I didn't understand what they were talking about, but here we're going to learn.
Oh, I appreciate it, Ray. That's why we did a change of seating organization. You're right. If everybody up here could be respectful to one another, it would go a lot quicker. I appreciate the comments.
Why did we change the seating?
Kerry Smith asks, why did we change the seating?
I changed the seating because at the meeting before I changed the seating, you kept mumbling loud enough that it was distracting me. I know it was geared towards Commissioner Calkins, and there was somebody that said, I guess we had two people said, you kicked his chair, so I moved him to try to have decorum up here. So that's all. I'm in a total agreement with Commissioner Eddington that I just want y'all to quit poking at each other and let's move forward.
Mumbling and fussing and kicking chairs and, you know, we gotta quit all this fussing.
And I'm tired of y'all fussing.
Yeah, all right. So that was, like I said, that's only part one because I think Ray got his oats going and the energy drinks were kicking in because later in the meeting, he took on Romy White from the South Santa Rosa News. That's the recipient of the following interaction.
All right. We will go then to Commissioner Eddington.
Miss White, do you have anything to say?
I have a platform to say it if I do.
I have a platform to say, I'll say it there if I do.
Why don't you come up and speak?
I don't need to
at this time.
Well, I'm going to speak to you then.
Okay.
I'm tired of your lies about me. No, you be quiet. I'm speaking right now. I'm speaking. Stuff you have put out about me is not true. take your phone down. You ain't going to take pictures of me. Would y'all please remove her? Because we are not going to take pictures.
Hold on.
That's her right.
Go ahead. Yeah, we can't stop her from taking videos or photos.
That escalated quickly. Somebody's got their phone out in a public meeting, and you tried to throw her out because she's taken out her phone in a public meeting. I don't believe the deputy's going to back you up on that one, sir.
You have lied on me. You lied on some of the other commissioners. You take it out on us because we don't bow down to you and kiss your rear end. I'm not bowing down to nobody in the bar or anywhere else.
Ray, come on, Ray.
Now, that's enough of it.
Ray, this is not right.
I am through with you and your lies on me. I'm sick of them.
And that's other people trying to tell him to simmer down a little bit.
If I can have you removed from this building, I would. You take it out on everybody in this county about something you don't like. I'm not bowing down to you. These guys might pay you money because they are running for re-election. I didn't pay you when I run, and Mr. Broxson and me has got our problem worked out. You want to throw that back up on Facebook every time you get a change. I don't care what you do. If they don't want me in this seat, they can vote me out. I have done everything I've said I would do for Navarre and this whole county.
I was watching this. David, I know you watch this, and I think both of our reactions were the same. As like, I've never seen anything the like.
Yeah, it was incredible to see.
Can I say this? This is the speech Jeff Burgosh wishes he'd give about me. Oh, it'd be so
fair,
entertaining.
Yeah.
But I don't go to the meeting, so can't really give it to me directly.
When I do stuff and you like, oh, you all over me, buttering up to me. But when I don't do something you like, you all against me. You do everybody like that. I've had people tell me I got to be friends with her because if I don't, she'll do something to me. You can put it all in on your Facebook that you want to do. I'm sick of you. And you can put that out there too. And your friends might love you. I do not have no feelings for you anymore. I thought you was a very nice lady, but you are not. You are an evil lady. Now, that's the way I feel. And you can take that to the bank, ma'am.
And the clapping. He just called a newspaper publisher evil, and people are clapping. We are in a very unusual place. I'll just say it that way. Romy, for her part, got up a little bit later and said,
"Forgive you, Ray. I think you're a good man. I just think you've been led astray by some of these folks. And I do. And it's your opinion. Can we get order?"
I'm sorry. We've probably let it go too much. If we could all just. I've let numerous people come through. If we could all just let the folks speak, and if they don't agree, we'll go through it, okay? But let's just
okay.
Let's prove her wrong that we can behave.
Okay, thank you again. But what I would like to
just
go
second,
on to
Ms.
say,
White,
Mr. Ray, Mr. Ray,
just,
I forgive
hold on,
you.
Just one second.
You can
hey,
call
this
me
is
evil.
Her time to speak. Please give her the respect, okay? I asked you to give her respect.
Tappy Valen,
that's what I've
confirmed
asked.
It.
Please give her respect.
Okay. But what I would also like to say, Ray, is that you're more than entitled to your opinion about me personally, but it's wrong for you to sit up there and accuse me of lies. So I would like for you to provide to me any evidence that I've lied about you, and I'd be happy to correct it. Thank you for your time.
Now, I thought it was interesting that after calling her evil and saying he doesn't have any feels for her anymore and, you know, all of the other stuff and lies about that he was there protecting her right at the podium to speak while other people were fussing at her. So all I have to ask you is, are you not entertained a little? Are you not entertained just a teeny bit?
I have watched some of their videos. We act like Milton.
That's going to be the new sick burn for any situation. Y'all are acting like Milton. I got a text in here, 437-1620. I got a text from a Milton person. Why has it got to drag us into all this? We're not even in this meeting. Oh, man. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are heading in from Pace or Milton, you're going to see a lot of backup on Woodbine Road going all the way from Highway 90 to Guernsey Road. You can hop on Shamukla there. It's looking a little bit more clear, but you are seeing a lot of slowdowns on the bridge and continuing on a little bit past Scenic Highway. So expect delays there. And if you are on Highway 29 coming in from North Pensacola southbound, you're going to see a lot of backup just before 9 Mile Road going all the way to the I-10 intersection. And in Pensacola, if you are traveling southbound on Palafox Street, you're going to see some buildup on the West Fairfield intersection and East Tahar Drive where that splits off. And coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, traffic backed up a long way before Avalon Boulevard, clearing up a little bit, but then building up again right at the Naval Live Oaks Reserve. And you look to be pretty clear coming into Pensacola on the bridge. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you are dealing with pests, you're seeing the termites, you're seeing the roaches, you're seeing the fire ants, you're seeing the fleas and the, you know, maybe it's bigger stuff. Maybe it's snakes. Maybe it's, I don't know. Could be anything. Could be rats. I don't know what you're dealing with, but the point is that NSEC, they can take care of all of that stuff. They've got a specific professionally trained technicians with effective, safe ways to treat all of those pests, eliminate all of them inside and outside, and to take preventative steps to stop other ones from getting inside your home. They show up on time. They'll take pictures before. They'll tell you what they want to do. If you agree, then they do it, and then they'll show you afterwards, and you have a whole record of the effectiveness of it. From inspection to treatment to follow-up, NSEC Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Fire ants, just one treatment. Lasts a whole year. Mosquitoes, NSEC's mosquito management plan identifies mosquitoes creating the problem, customizes monthly service visits to effectively reduce mosquito populations. Right now, you get $50 off a new annual pest control contract, $25 off a new annual fire ant contract. Estimates are free. You can sign up today or find out more information at NSEC, ENSEC.net.
I'm tired of y'all fussing.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
Are you looking to make gifts stand out? Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hot Pockets!
Oh, man, we're completely out of time, but I hope you think it was worth it. David Wayne, you got a headline for us before the news?
I do. A new survey finds that a majority of college students oppose the tactics used by pro-Palestinian campus protesters. The survey done by Generation Lab reports that only a small number of students are actually participating in the protests as well.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Pro-Palestinian protesters evicted.
We're on the corner of 21st and H Street, about four blocks from the White House at George Washington University, where that encampment was cleared by police at 3:30 in the morning. Hundreds of police officers, some of them deploying pepper spray to remove the protesters. We're told at least 35 protesters were arrested.
Fox's Lucas Thomas. No court today for Donald Trump in New York City. Adult film actress Stormy Daniels back on the stand tomorrow.
During her testimony, Stormy Daniels was clear on her feelings towards the former president. Trump's attorneys asking her, quote, am I correct that you hate President Trump? And Daniels responding, correct.
Fox's Brooke Singman, the judge denied a mistrial motion concerning Daniels' testimony. The defense claim was explicit. And the president travels to Racine, Wisconsin, then Chicago today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio Pensacola. It's 78 degrees right now. Looks like mostly cloudy in Pensacola this morning. Escambia County's chief deputy says investigators are still trying to determine if there was any type of connection between the triple homicide that happened on April 28th and another ambush-style shooting that happened just days after.
This person knew this person. There was a reason why this person was targeted. Very rarely do we have situations like this that there's no connection to someone.
Chief Deputy Andrew Hobbs telling News Radio that very rarely are homicides random acts. And he says in the case of the shooting on Topaz Avenue, it certainly wasn't. He said they haven't had very many individuals willing to come forward and talk at this point, though. Investigators have previously said both shootings were ambush style with multiple gunshot wounds. Patients and former staff members now reacting to the recent Florida Department of Health report about Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon Ben Brown. The report released last week said Dr. Brown presents danger to the health, welfare, and safety of the public because of his unwillingness or inability to follow medical procedures. The 30-page order from Surgeon General Dr. Joe Latipo ruled that Brown could only perform operations in a licensed hospital while being supervised. The News Journal talked with multiple individuals who say that ruling didn't go far enough, and they say Brown should lose his medical license altogether. Back in November, Brown's wife Hillary died a week after she went into cardiac arrest as he was performing several operations on her. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office is investigating to see if any criminal charges will be filed. A new law in Florida will help law enforcement officers responding to traffic situations involving individuals and families with disabilities. Governor DeSantis has signed House Bill 341, commonly referred to as the SAFE Act.
This covers all the special needs community, PTSD, deaf, blind, autism, Down syndrome, it doesn't matter. And anybody, it's all voluntary, anybody can go on to the DMV and get it registered on their tag to where we can see it.
Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, he says when people sign up, it lets responding officers know when they run a license plate in the event of a car accident or a traffic stop. Marco Rubio, part of an attempt to help victims of human trafficking. He announced yesterday that he and New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand have introduced the Trafficking Survivors Relief Act. This legislation would allow the criminal records of nonviolent trafficking survivors to be expunged. He says it would grant many survivors the opportunity to contribute positively to their communities. And there's a brand new multimillionaire in the state of Florida. The lottery announcing yesterday that a Powerball ticket sold at a Publix in Miami Lakes hit a $214 million jackpot. The winner will be able to take a one-time lump sum payment of over $100 million, but so far, they have not come forward. It is 7:35 at News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jimmy.
If you are heading in from Cantonment, if you're heading southbound on 29 from Cantonment, rather, you are going to see a lot of backups starting around the West 10-mile road going all the way to the I-10 intersection, so expect delays there. And coming in from Pace and Milton, seeing a lot of backup on Woodbine Road still, going all the way past Guernsey to the Highway 90 intersection. You might be able to hop on the Chemukla intersection there and take Highway 90 down, but then you are going to experience some slowdowns all on the bridge and even past Scenic Highway a little bit there. And Davis Highway building up on traffic on East Johnson Avenue right outside the hospital there and going to that crazy intersection with University Parkway. If you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you might experience some slowdowns right before the Avalon Boulevard intersection, but clearing up as you get to the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve and clear into Pensacola on the 3-mile bridge. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping, call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a nice, warm, humid day today. Temperatures near 85 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Thursday, 20% chance of a few showers in the evening hours, high near 87. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 72. Keeping rain chances around on Friday morning, 50% chance of rain. A few storms could be strong, 83 degrees for that high on Friday, low near 63. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 78 degrees in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Reddit shares rallied 14% in extended trading after the company released quarterly results for the first time since its IPO in March. Revenue climbed 48% from a year earlier to $243 million, which is well above the roughly $213 million analysts had expected. The company reported $222 million in ad revenue for the period, which is a 39% increase year over year and is a faster rate of growth than its top competitors. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration is pressing Tesla for answers regarding updates to the company's autopilot driver assistance systems following a voluntary recall in December. Since the advisory, at least 20 Tesla vehicles have been involved in crashes while the system was in use. If Tesla doesn't provide sufficient information by July 1st, the EV maker faces up to $135 million in fines. Futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Severe weather can strike at any time. Any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Any time.
Looking at the map here, this is west of Bellevue, pushing eastward across West Pensacola.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time. When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:39 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have Mayor D.C. Reeves, the mayor of the city of Pensacola. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Glad to be back.
Absolutely. Great to have you back from a trip to Singapore, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. A visit to ST Engineering, as you know, our large, not just the city's, probably the region's largest single economic development investment. And was able to tour all of their facilities. They do much, much more than just what they do here. And had some really interesting conversations about smart city technology that, started talking maybe some potential partnership on kind of being a pilot for some of their smart city technology that, anything from parking solutions to intersection solutions. I talked a lot about the Pensacola Beach light while I was there, not because that's in my purview, but just when you talk about one intersection, that's very crucial to the success of all of us.
Right.
We've been looking for solutions for a long time. They've already kind of figured some of that out. So really good, interesting conversations around all of that.
Yeah, it's always seemed like ST was, because that's what they do in other parts of the world. They do that kind of stuff. It's always seemed to me like they were eager to become a larger partner with us in more endeavors than just the hangars out on the airport. And which, of course, Hangar 3 is coming soon. So good to. It's interesting to see you keeping up the communication that has gone back, of course, to, Mayor Hayward and Mayor Robinson and, building that relationship beyond just the one, as you say, massive economic investment project. Bruce Beach, I went and looked at it. It's gorgeous. I love it. One question. Yeah. Parking is kind of scarce. Is that a phase two thing? Also, accessible parking for ADA. Tell me how that's going to look eventually. It doesn't seem like there's enough, but you tell me.
So the answer is, I've learned probably in the first hour of this job, I'm not going to be able to please everybody. yeah. As we solved one issue, which was to not let a brand new park collect dust, in terms of, let's not have it just sit there when it's ready to go.
Right. Phase one is ready. Phase two is working. Right. Right.
Correct. Which would have been, in terms of parking might've been an easier solution, but to answer your question, yes, phase two has some limited parking on the club's side. So kind of right before you get to Transmontane, you take a left there. There's parking that's going to be included within that. And then also understand there's a lot of confusion because there's private parking, yet again, private parking causing confusion with Nick's Boathouse and some of those locations over there. We do not control that. No, we are not putting in paid parking at our parks. But we also have the largest single surface area of parking anywhere in the city that's about a block away.
Right.
And
with the causeway, now you can walk right across, right?
That's correct. With the pedestrian bridge, and I understand people don't realize that may be there. They're thinking they've got to go, out of Maritime Park and then down Main and back. So it is, about a block and a half. And, also bear in mind, out of our 94 parks, how many of them have designated parking? They might have on street. They might not. Bayview has parking, obviously, but in certain sections, you're going to have to walk, a little bit or to be able to get there. So what I can tell you is how we use our space and how we'll the phase two part from an ADA compliance standpoint, there's never been more thought put into a park in the history of the city, including working directly with the Center for Independent Living and, which is part of my transition team. So what I can tell you is when we have a finished product, all of those things have been thought through. There will not be a massive parking lot that is there. There will be a much more accessible kayak launch on that side as well. That'll be easier for people to be able to get in phase two. So what I would say is let's enjoy the partial amenity because we can enjoy it. And then we can pass judgment on what did or didn't happen there once the entire project is actually complete. I consider it really a pilot at this point.
Very good. I'm going to ask you a question that I asked Matt Coughlin last week while you were in Singapore. A little bit unfair of me to ask him because it's not his decision exactly to answer, but I wanted to get your answer on this as well. One of the criticisms, questions that I have been asked, and I think it's a fair one to ask, is why is it that when we have scarcity problems with parking at the airport, scarcity problems with overnight ramp space, scarcity problems with TSA processing capacity, why are we also expanding routes and flights and providers even?
Because number one, if we had really made the assessment that there was absolutely no viability, we have hit our ceiling. There's no way for us to handle TSA. There's no way for us to, we were completely landlocked. We couldn't build one more parking space. If all of those things were definitive and true, then some of that logic would make sense, but they're not. We can find realistic solutions as we did with TSA, as we're doing starting July 1 with building 400 more spaces that'll be done before the holidays. So the truth is we've had extremely rapid growth, like many airports around the country, maybe us even more so than others. But it's just one of those things when you have 12, 13% year-over-year growth and you keep beating your records by 12 and 13% every year, things are not going to be able to move as quickly. But what we aren't going to do is live in a culture of scarcity. We're going to live in a culture of abundance. And what I mean is we're not going to now limit our economic development opportunity or now send a message to our long partners, the airlines, and say, well, hey, don't look at new routes here. Don't look at potential growth here because we're pulling back. I would not put a direct correlation on us having one more flight and that's what's causing TSA problems. I have a feeling if we cut 10% of our flights right now, we would still be having the TSA problems because it's a staffing issue that we don't control. So yes, if we see the light, that there's no light at the end of the tunnel, and this goes for any part of our city, where the data is not suggesting it, that there's not opportunity for it to change or to be disrupted, then we should make smart decisions. Like, hey, do we scale this back? Do we do something different? Take recycling as an example. We're willing to do that. But what we're not willing to do is we've got a great airport and we have light at the end of the tunnel. We've got a path to victory to continue to be one of the fastest growing airports in the country. That doesn't mean we're going to eliminate growing pains. It just means what we want is these nonstop routes. We want to make our citizens, our residents more connected. We want to continue to let the airport be an economic driver for us.
I'm going to run an analogy by you, and I think at the end you're just going to say, yep, but you tell me. Let's imagine that you're the owner of a bar, let's say a bar on, say, Garden Street, and let's say you don't have any customers in the beginning, and in the beginning what people really like about this bar is that they can walk right up to the bar and order it, and they can pick any table in the place and sit there and not be bothered. But then over time, the bar becomes a little bit more popular. And as it becomes more popular, you can't just walk in and get a seat. You can't just walk up to the bar and get your order filled. And people start to get irritated about that. And at a certain point, you have so many people that, people start to gripe a little bit. And so at that point, you make plans to buy the next door building and expand. And, when you're in that process, people might gripe. But, it's not that you're out of capacity. It's just that, you're a little bit more stressed compared to where it used to be. Do I pretty much have it?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think you can say that about a lot of departments.
I mean, not that you would know anything about that particular analogy, right? I know that particular analogy doesn't apply to you at all, but
Well, look, and Andrew, this is what it comes down to on every one of these things. On 75% of what I do, change for the better still causes anxiety, and
absolutely.
I understand that. And so I know that anxiety, complaining, negativity can sometimes is a package, a conduit of. Change causes anxiety for all of us, right? I mean, if our routines get changed, so I understand that. But that can't inhibit our growth. Again, we can't run from what the opportunities are to make this a better place to live tomorrow than it was today.
Right.
So,
right.
You hear the same logic about parking. Well, I used to be able to find a spot down here. Well, yeah, there was no restaurants or bars or anything down here.
Right,
there was nothing
exactly.
to do 25 years ago. So, yeah, you could find a free space. But now we've got to deal with real, adult decisions and solutions about where we are and where we want to be. I think a very good analogy. It sounds familiar.
Yeah. We're talking to DZ Reeves, the mayor of Pensacola and the former owner of Perfect Plane. Not that that's related. Jimmy has got traffic on the fives.
If you were coming into Pensacola southbound on 29 from Cantonment, you are going to see a lot of backups starting around East 10 Mile Road going all the way to the I-10 intersection. And I-10 looking backed up heading westbound from Pine Forest all the way into Pensacola this morning. If you're heading down Palafox, you can expect to see a lot of slowdowns in between the Fairfield intersection and Cervantes. And if you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you can expect to see a little bit of a slowdown before Avalon Boulevard intersection going all the way into the 3 Mile Bridge, but clearing up into Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to Pensacola Mayor DC Reeves. You talked about this yesterday in your press conference. The community engagement specialists are a raging success, in my opinion, based on what you've shared. This is the folks who go out and try to serve needs like with PPD and help out. And The number of calls is amazing. I actually think of this as reverse 211. This is, instead of just waiting for people to passively call in and say we've got a problem, they're going out in the community to try to find people who might need services, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you saw, I think it was, you know, in the high 300s of the first quarter, and I think we've had 253 interactions in April. So Tom and Brittany are doing a great job. PPD doing a great job coordinating that. Our goal is to not hope that someone else is doing something. And we've got many great partners that want to reduce homelessness that have been doing it for a long time, and they continue to be vital to our community response success, right? If we don't have anywhere to take someone, we can't do it all. You know, right. What we're doing is being proactive about we see someone visibly homeless or if we think has a mental health issue, and then we call on our very vital partners around this community to help us get to a positive outcome. And so, you know, we get stories every week of, you know, the county's Connect program that they put $30,000 in to get people home that may have gotten here one way or another, that their best chance for success and getting on their feet is back where they live. And we just had another one of those in April. So I think, you know, we sent several people through there to get a bus ticket or whatever to get back home and get to their parents or their brother or sister. So we continue to see that. We've seen a significant positive step in terms of visible homelessness downtown. I do know that. And compared to where we were before this program had started. Because when we see those folks, we say, hey, how can we get you a hand up? What services can we get? We just got someone, they didn't realize they could have early retiree benefits from, I believe it was military service. Wow. And they didn't even know they could get that. We helped them make that happen along with some of our partners. So now that person's got some opportunity to get off the street.
And I think so I particularly,
that's the thing that we wanted to have happen.
And I think I love the idea that it's something other than the law enforcement or nothing dilemma, and neither of those is always a great approach, and this is something else that maybe is going to be beneficial for everybody. Hey, last quick thing. You talked about anxiety. I know people are anxious about Palafox, and if you could, in maybe like 30 seconds, just maybe sure. What are one or two things you're actually thinking about in terms of possible changes?
Well, I think there's a few things. Number one, making it more walkable in terms of there being a cohesive collective thought around the sidewalks and pedestrian access along Palafox. No, we're not saying we're going to close the road permanently. And it's one of those natural balances, Andrew, that on one hand, I want to be very upfront and transparent with our community, both in what we're intending to do, as well as to get their feedback. But on the flip side, when you do that, the downside of that is people are worried that you've picked out the paint colors to the bench or to the chair, you know. And so it's that natural give and take. So I have not even seen a set of plans yet of what we have engineers working on that right now. And we're going to look at what our options are, what those costs are. So we are very, very early in this right now. So I can give you some rough ideas. Yes. You know, we might be moving some parking to the side streets, but we don't even know if that's going to be net negative, positive. We're talking about a handful of spaces potentially to increase pedestrian safety and access. So anyway, there's a lot that's still worked through, but what we want is this is one of the best downtown streets in the United States. And when we have a big multi-million dollar project that's already going to happen on that road, it would not be prudent of us to miss this opportunity.
And I will
look at this and say, well, you know, while we're already got shovels in the ground on Palafox that's going to cause inconvenience for months, is there additional amenities, additional enhancements that we can do?
Yeah, and I will just say this, without advocating for it, I think it would be well worth having that conversation about just, you know, could this be a walkable district entirely? I mean, I've seen other cities obviously do it to great effect. I'm not saying we should have just, you know, let's put everything on the table and think about it and really think about the implications and, you know, consider our alternatives. We always like to end with a lightning round. First question, paddleboard, kayak, or other?
Kayak. Yeah, I've got to work on my balance, Andrew. It's been a while.
You know. It's that core, you know. When you're using the Windex, this is going to be a key determiner of our relationship. When you're using the Windex, stream or spray?
Oh, absolutely spray. I mean,
thank
stream.
You.
Stream's uncontrollable. It's disorganized. You don't know where it's going to go. It's got to absolutely be a spray from the right distance, of course.
Yeah, so. Take that, Jimmy. And then last, when you're eating your buffalo wings, flats or drums?
I'm a 100% drones. You can bring me all drones. I don't know how people, I see people like flats. My girlfriend loves flats only, so that works out.
Nice balance.
I'm absolutely a drum guy. I think flats is a mess. I'm a drum guy.
Nice. T.C. Reese is the mayor of Pensacola, and he's lucky enough to be in a good, compatible, differential relationship where he likes the drumettes and she likes the flats, and that sounds like bliss forever for him. D.C., thanks so much. Thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Andrew.
7:55 News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are heading into Pensacola from Cantonment down southbound Highway 29, you are going to see quite a bit of backup starting at the East 10 Mile Road going all the way to the I-10 intersection. And if you were driving southbound on Palafox Street, we are seeing a lot of slowdown, particularly building up in between East Olive Road there and going all the way into East Hill area. And if you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you can expect to see a lot of slowdowns before the Avalon Boulevard intersection and continuing on right before the high school, but looking clear on the 3 Mile Bridge. If you're in Pace or Milton, not seeing too many slowdowns before the Woodbine intersection, but Woodbine itself backed up quite a bit, and the bridge showing some slowdowns all the way into Pensacola this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy, traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Pensacola Hardware is having their end-of-season blowout sale on heaters and fireplace accessories as supplies last, right? You know, it's kind of getting into that, and more people are buying them. Fireplace screens, ceramic heaters, outdoor fireplaces, LP gas heaters, infrared heaters, fireplace tools, Hotshot SS outdoor fireplaces, propane convection heaters, electric tower heaters. I'll tell you, my wife loves our little, you know, thing that we've got at the house. You can turn that on and get and put her feet up and watch the TV. So in the winter, obviously, but you buy them now when it's cheap. That's the idea. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show. They'll be talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, and how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctor's not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, man, I love little R2-D2. David Wayne, what do you have in the headlines, sir?
A second American has been arrested in Russia. William Nykum is being held for 10 days on a charge of petty hooliganism for being drunk and naked in public in Moscow.
Wow. Okay. All right. Very good. Should Navarre incorporate? We'll talk about that a little bit coming up. And does that mean more government for Navarre? We'll talk about it.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.